Blog Talk Radio.
Representing on the Culture Freedom Radio. I look forward to bringing to you all tonight a very interesting show, always on hip-hop, you know, correcting the calamities that has been brought forth to the, most importantly, the Black community, you know, with the negative actions and words that has been stolen from the righteous by the negative ones and turned it into a gangster venue instead of happy venue that all people could represent and express themselves through that creative form. And I'm looking forward tonight. You know, I have a special guest. I don't see that he has called in yet, but it should be a very interesting show. I don't quite know how to pronounce his name. He has so many aliases. I started out calling him the Ghost, but now he is the Joker. And want to talk about hip hop. And me, Mama Pearl, the ancient newcomer. I'm sure a lot of people find it interesting right now that, you know, I've switched from being a hard activist into hip hop. Well, you know, I know now that, you know, we have plenty of boots on the ground, you know, doing very active work, you know, with our communities and bringing responsibility and accountability to those that, you know, they come across. And that's boots on the ground. But we also know that the real fight, the fight also is in the air. And we need some voices, some strong forces that could battle the action that's going on in the air to make sure, you know, that our people have an opportunity to hear these things, to constantly hear our voices, and especially to hear that drum beat that is so important to us, you know, to get on the right frequency. I would love to see the time when it comes back, when we start going back to using natural music and natural sounds instead of all this electrical and digital sounds, you know. I mean, I think that would be awesome. And reaching our children through hip-hop. That is what's so amazing to me. You know, I find that so therapeutic right now, and such an easy way for them to expand their minds so that they can be able to understand and learn so much, you know, and I look forward to that. But while our guest hadn't come in yet, I want to play this one song from him, this hip-hop joker, and I call him the Joker. And he had not called in yet, but he did text me earlier to make sure that, you know, see if I was all good, so perhaps he's playing a joke right now. But let's check out this song. I'm going to drop this beat, Feels Good by the Joker.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. New life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good.
My fight is not for freedom. I'm a revolutionary. Tears are my battle cry. Soak up the shirt I'm wearing. I see the British coming. I'm on my Paul Revere. The trail I follow lead upwards behind a hidden veil. I blow out wind till exhaustion to feel my pirate sail. A moral lesson I teach, I was ordained to preach. A cryptic warning unloaded, ask for a soul's reprieve. Understand that it's far, but I'm compelled to reach. I know they're getting the message despite my broken speech. Language of the slaves, children of the beat. The knob I broke on that oven, I know you feel the heat. My medicine's approved, look at my waiting room. Me and Harley lit the fuse, we waiting on the boom. Chicago, Illinois, city of the goons. Won't take beta your challenge, but I embrace it there. Bullshit is blurry to me, but I see the money clear. Haters pursue till they tire, I see them in my rear. Low down the heartless monster, I'm a pioneer. The Joker rose now above alone, he stands in air. At the height that no one had dared to go or could reach him there.
Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel.
Oh, y'all should have your fists up, ladies and gentlemen. This is a movement.
Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling.
My path is drawn to the bullshit, man, I swear it is. I'm nauseous, can't escape, my pillow drenched in tears. Somewhere down the line, I kiss trouble off disaster's lips. I'm just one peg away from sinking your battleship. Head full of madness from nightmares of all my past mistakes. A monster's in my mirror, we both wear matching paint. Elated haters, hope it's over, they push your hopes, I break. Hip-hop's a house of mirrors, everyone I see's a fake. A carbon copy army, the mission try and stop me. I'm swinging till it hurts, or till somebody drop me. My den is full of lions, I feel a Lucius in me. Cup full of muddy waters, I taste pollution in it. My plate is full of drifters who march a winding road. My brain frying circuits, computer overload. My mic, my joker mask, your ass my dancing shoes. Nina my backup singer, lady sing the blues. Chaos my own imbalance, which I am not consumed. My heart's a circus act, in fact an empty tomb. This game's a shoving match, just for some elbow room. Better yet a dirty game, I need a bigger broom. So drugs kill Michael, Prince, and elevator shaft. I guess they think we stupid, like we can't do the math. A slew of years passed me by, so much that I forget. This ain't no race I'm running, more like a victory lap.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel.
Wow. Feels good. That sounds real good to me. You know, that sounds real good. Boy, I was so looking forward towards speaking with our brother, the Joker, you know, our brother, the Joker, brother Elias Miles, a.k.a. Lowdown, the Joker of Chaos Music, representing hip-hop forever and the return of true hip-hop. representing Beef Ledger, a.k.a. the King of Mean, a.k.a. the Punchline King, Chaos Group Music Group. Wow. You know, he's got a lot of music. You know, I've checked out a lot of his sounds. You know, I've been in communication with him, you know, throughout listening to his material. And again, like I said, I was just contacted, you know, by him by text, you know, checking on me to make sure everything is good. And I sure, you know, sending out nothing but love and blessings and hoping our brother come on through. Again, I have some more music from him because that feels good, sounds so good. The Joker, let's hear about this Sharks in the Water. One more tune, and then I'm going to speak to you all some more about hip-hop and this music industry. Check it out. Sharks in the Water, y'all.
Bringing your blood out dripping. I'm sensing if they slip it, they stop tripping.
They catch you slipping, you a goner.
These niggas all out when it comes to clips, I bet they all down with it.
Don't pull out if you ain't got it. They think of swimming you up in that water. And it's life or death if you can't go no farther. Don't talk it if you ain't about that. If you can't swim, then come about that. Think you make it, I really doubt that.
Look in my head, it's this nightmare that I see stuff repeating. What is this energy in me? Feels like a horde of demons. Why am I thrown in this chaos? Indeed, I have my reasons. It's the stigma of an old enigma and a pack of bad decisions. It's like I'm combing my omen, prone to atone the moment. Feeling at home in my loneliness. Yeah, and I'm more than honest. My route's been more than just slow, so I upped and shot the pilot. You beat my violence to balance out things I'm owned in silence. I see the top in my sight and to be in there, my dear, regardless. Mangled some carcasses, gardener. In a box, I stuffed the lawless. It's like it's crosses on the back of the masses. Everyone's a target. Moses in the neck of my banger. When I squeeze the seeds, I parted. A dungeon with gallows and shadows where it seems my evil heart is. Paint on the face of the Joker. Names rolled in cold on my goalless. Lights, camera, action, my nigga. And then the curtain closes. Listening closely, you hear him?
Throwing your blood out dripping. I'm sensing if they slip it, they stop tripping.
They catch you slipping, you a goner.
These niggas all out when it comes to clips, I bet they all down with it.
Don't pull out if you ain't got it. They think of swimming you up in that water. And it's life or death if you can't go no farther. Don't talk it if you ain't about that. If you can't swim, then come about that. Think you make it, I really doubt that.
And Tyler got it confused. You think you tough enough? Nigga, you pussy, I can smell your stench, it is flaring up. Hey, I'm in a zone on my own, I need a zip code for me. Zip ties for the niggas I body, zip lines for my departure. Nigga said that he wanted war, told me put an address on it. Showed him where the door could be found, and he still ain't aiming for me. Break up with bitches and retirement speeches, show your game is suffering. Bragging on your family tree, but you still ain't gaining from it. Fuck if you related to Pac, I wouldn't care if you was Jesus' cousin. Kings don't worry about justice, we pull levers and watch the flow split. Boy, I've been dope for some years, but I now have reached my dopest. The lens of my cameras increase my precision and the beats my canvas. The microphone is my launching pad and your ears my landing. Every day that ends in a Y is the day of the Joker, damn it. Throwing these cards at these niggas, gambit. My aim is scandalous. Gravity
and
mirrors madness.
Throwing your blood out dripping. I'm sensing if they slip it, they stop tripping.
They catch you slipping, you a goner.
All out when it comes to clips, I bet they all down with it.
Don't pull out if you ain't got it. They think of swimming you up in that water. And it's life or death if you can't go no farther. Don't talk it if you ain't about that. If you can't swim, then come about that. Think you make it, I really doubt that.
I got this rap in my hand, man. All you rappers garbage. God is my witness, low down official, like my shirt head striping. Vipers my dealers until it's a clash between we titans. Then I let a shower rain down on you just like Leonidas. My aim's the meanest, my nigga, so all my missiles guided. Traveling past the destruction for you, nigga, fuck the mileage. I knock off Sidon's and Noy Apache, who's my next opponent. Then in my flood him and crush him, gut him and leave him bloody. In the dark I see shadows gathering, trying their best to calm me. Climbed in my Joker suit, choked a few like the smoker suit. Retreat your niggas, my nigga, before I poke a few. Carve a smile in the vest of your chest, just like a Joker clue. Got free my leavings except for a hint of residue. Resonating in the minds of my victims, the trap I made them to. The Bible's not a given, on the contrary, it's debatable. Carnivores all around you, look out with.
I hear the shots in the water.
Don't leave your blood out dripping. If they slip it, they stop tripping.
They catch you slipping, you a goner.
These niggas all out with. When it comes to clips, I bet they all down with.
Don't pull out if you ain't got it. They think of swim when you up in that water. And it's life or death if you can't go no farther. Don't talk it if you ain't about that. If you can't swim, then come about that. Think you make it out, really doubt that.
Don't get in that water.
There's the sharks in the water. I love that song. Boy, that's hot. That's hot. You know, unfortunately, he had not called in yet. Let's see what's going on. Okay. Yeah. Nope. He had not called in yet. But it's all good, though. It's not going to stop my show. You know, he's a phenomenal guy. You know, and I'm into this, and how I got into this hip-hop was, you know, because of my son, you know, Funk Sean, you know, and Funk Sean has, you know, met so many people, you know, he has such a collective of talent, of a variety of people, you know, who are all into hip-hop, and which has broadened my scope as far as creativity, art, and this music industry is concerned. Keep in mind, and I'm going to make sure that that is put, you know, in my profile, that you are entering into Wakanda. Don't forget, this is Wakanda. But I understand, overstand, and stand, you know, on a higher level that, you know, there are, you know, on the spiritual plane, you know, that there are good spirits in that dwells within many forms, colors, and types of bodies. That's just, you know, factual for those who want to look at things on a spiritual level. And as far as unity, and knowing that you're truly entering into Wakanda, being the pro-black woman that I am and always will be, you know, but understanding, you know, that there are many people, many other people in the world who is not aware of the system has been put forth, and a lot of times that is for their benefit. You know what I'm saying? As far as long as I've always known coming up, I've been dealing with coming up through out of the era of slavery and then through Jim Crow and then coming up then right there at the beginning of the civil rights and then the human rights era. And all the revolutionaries and things like that, and just being pro-black, thinking about, you know, all of the poor little skin melanated little, you know, babies, you know, who are, you know, kinky hair, who weren't able to get the right type of treatment. Okay, I think our guest is in here right now. Hold on 1 second. Let me let him in. Is this the Joker?
Oh, without a doubt. Can you hear me good?
I hear you good.
Okay. What's good, my sister? What's good, family? What's good, everybody? Sorry I'm late.
That's just the Joker being the Joker, right?
I know, right? What about these rules, right?
Wow, I'm so glad to hear, you know, and we were just listening to your music. I played two of your tunes, and one of my favorites, we were, you know, Feng Shan, you know, who's my helper, my engineer, he's my everything man, you know, he was able to, you know, upload four of your songs so far, and I played two, because he didn't have, he had the links, but he didn't have the files, you know, which I'm learning, okay. You know, we get this all together. But we play Feel Good and Sharks in the Water. I love that. And the Sharks in the Water. Brother, tell us, who is this Joker? At first, I thought you were the ghost, you know, and you got so many aliases. Right. Talk to us.
Okay, well, as far as the name is concerned, the name is basically like being anti-system or anti-government or anti-rules. All of those boxes that people try to put you in or something like that, I'm against those boxes, and I'm about thinking outside of the box.
Come on, wait now. Okay. I can definitely tell that through your music, through your lyrics.
Right. Yeah, because it's like, basically, it's like the system as it's set right now. Like, as we look at music right now, it's like I'm anti what we're seeing right now. All of the conditioning, all of the agendas that they're pushing, all of the non-lyricism, you know, people going in their studios and just making garbage and giving it to the people. Like, I'm against that. I'm here to destroy it.
Hey. We are in there with you, you know, and where is my, absolutely, I love hearing, that's what it's all about, and it has really come to like a real big smack in my face, you know, I knew back in the, you know, the late 80s and the early 90s, I'm sorry?
Yeah, I said, now we talking, back when music was real, yeah, now we talking.
Yeah, but that was also the time when, you know, I was always, people was always giving me things, and I came upon this cassette tape about this secret meeting that was taking place with, you know, these people in the music industry, you know, these top people who controlled the music industry coming and enticing some of the gluttonous, you know, people, you know, who are...
It's a very satanic system.
My brother, not only satanic, but they tied that to the 13th Amendment.
Yeah, and definitely.
And the public schools.
Mm-hmm. It's too many people that are lifting up the rug only to drop the rug back down after they see what's the trash that's under it.
Absolutely. And it's time to destroy the music industry. So many, you know, we started out getting angry at the puppets. The puppets, they don't have a brain. You know, I mean, they, after the, you know, after everything that they have gone through, all of the, oh my goodness, just to be a part of the music industry, And to show the reason that you're happy and you're making it and you're doing good, you know, forgetting that your behind is probably hurting from being all, you know, poked in, you know, and it's just crazy.
Right, the cowards is what I like to call them.
The what now?
I call them the cowards that be.
The cowards
instead of the powers that be, I call them the cowards that be. Because they're hiding in secret and things like that. I call them the cowards that be.
Absolutely. But you know, I'm just amazed, at, you know, at the minds of thinking so diabolical. You know how they came up with this contract, and I'm listening to them, and now I'm hearing a lot more on YouTube. A lot of people has gotten that, and they've got the video and the contacts. I'm like, wow, you know, this is the exact same thing. Now I'm looking for my cassette tape because I have it on cassette tape, you know. And when I was talking
deeper,
about
it, gets deeper than that, my sister.
I'm sorry?
What I was going to say is it gets a little deeper than that because you brought up contracts and things like that. And then if we're going to discuss contracts, we got to turn down the contracts that I've turned down. I've turned down Grand Hustle, which was Hustle Gang's contract. I turned that down, and when the industry came, I just was one of those artists that refused to sell my soul to push an agenda or for material wealth or material gain and things like that. And there's so many frauds that's out here in the music industry that people think are like supreme heroes and things like that. In this interview, I'm probably going to step on a lot of toes of people that out there that are celebrities, some of these people.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna step on some toes as far as celebrities, but I didn't come to take part. I came to take over. So at the end of the day, it's like we have all of these fraud. We got all of these fraud musicians that are out. You got your Tupac fans, but they don't want to look into the fact that he was a fraud. They don't want to look into the fact that all of these people that they think are celebrities are just agenda pushers and they're frauds. Okay. So I just came into the game to be the pair of scissors to cut the strings off the puppets.
Wow. Okay. So we're calling you, because like I said, I started out calling you the ghost. Now, am I calling you the ghost, the joker?
Yeah, I mean,
all of it fits.
People call me the joker. It's the Joker, it's Beef Ledger, not Heath Ledger, Beef Ledger. Since they take so much stuff from us, I took that shit, the Joker. Since they always taking shit from us, I took that shit from them and made it my own. And now the original Joker is dead, and I'm the ghost that came and is now the Joker.
All right.
So welcome to the new arc.
Got the science all down pack. I love it. Fantastic! I came with
a brain and lyrics.
Oh my! Yes, you did. And I'm so excited for that because that is hip hop. You know
exactly.
I know it. You know, not you
exactly.
Know, I mean, anyone can do it, but it takes some practice and some skills, and you have to know your words and wordplay and. You know, it's important, and I think about our babies using that as a learning tool.
Right.
You know,
right? We got our kids are the future, right? So at the end of the day, we got to be the new capes that we're putting on the superheroes that are our children.
That's right. We are the new heroes. We are the new fruit from the strange fruit. You know, and I started to name my show Strange Fruit Rising, because I had a calling for that. And two shows under that name, I realized that, that we are the new fruit, the new fruits of the strange fruit. But under my name, Mama, the ancient newcomer is already branded, So I was
right.
Yeah, just stick with what I know.
as long as the root and the message is good, then I mean, however you package it, it really doesn't matter. I mean, I chose to package mine as the Joker. You chose to package yours as what you packaged yours as. So at the end of the day, we're just trees that can't be cut down. The roots run too deep.
That's right. And I listened to the songs of your daughters. You got two daughters who come behind you are powerhouses. They're hungry too. And I'm like, oh my goodness,
They learn from the best.
Yes, they told the same thing.
They're their own individual artists, but at the same time, they knew that they had to actually be saying a message. And the warning was, if you're not saying the message, then you get in my crosshairs, which is where nobody wants to be.
Wow. So we're going to make sure, you're going to be the superhero. You're the superhero of hip-hop. Come to save the day.
I'm here to save hip-hop.
That's right.
Let me say this to my boy Funk. Hey, Funk, weapons free. We here to save hip hop.
All right. Function is online if you want to speak. You know, anyone who wants to chime in, Funk, I hope you do. You can just press one on the line. You know, we'll let you in. But right now we talk to my boy, the Joker. His voice sounds so good. You sound so young.
You the sound father so is kind. Young. The father is kind.
Yes, he is. Yes, I have Funk online right now. Funk, we are online with
That's
the
good,
Joker.
My brother.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you, my brother. How you doing?
Okay, yeah. I'm saying I'm with you on all of that. Hell yeah. Fuck them dudes.
I already know. We've been chopping it up, so I already know.
And just so
everybody can hear, me and Function got a huge collabo that's coming up. We ain't named it. We ain't did nothing like that. But when we come, we're going to put a whole lot of shit in the casket. But we do have a project that's coming, just so y'all know.
Wow. That's what's up. Wow. I hope they be ready. Well, we're not worried about whether they ready. I know y'all are going to be ready, you know. And
hey, double barrel shotguns blow anything open. Hey,
that's what's up.
A double barrel shotgun blow anything wide open. He already
wide open.
And y'all coming double barrel. Look at that, you know. Wow.
Yeah, look, hey, I'm with you. Don't mind me, so I'm kind of in and out. I don't want to be doing stuff while y'all talking.
No, that's okay.
That's what's up.
You put your phone on mute, and I want to talk to this brother here because he got me all excited. I'm so excited. You know,
shoot your questions, shoot whatever you want to talk about, whatever you want to put out there. It's no holds barred with the Joker. I ain't going to hold nothing by. I don't come with no censor, no filter, though. But at the same time, whatever's on the table to be discussed.
What's on the table is you, my brother. You know, the air is wide open for you. We want to know about you.
Let me take one quick minute and shout out my family. You feel me? So I want to shout out Leah. I want to shout out Leah Quinn that's in the background. I want to shout out my daughters, Mahogany the Misfit, Naya the Kid, Kennedy, a.k.a. Shorty 100, and Manya, which is Nay Rucci. So I just wanted to holler at my kids. Oh, I got to give a shout-out to my boy, X-Con. I know you out there listening, bro. Appreciate you supporting by giving me a listen. And everybody who support me and rock with me, the whole tribe of Israel, the whole nation, everybody
wow.
that's rocking with me, I got y'all.
Wow. We got y'all. That is phenomenal. That's right. I'm so excited.
So I just wanted to give a shout out to Chaos Music Group because they're in the background. So just so Chaos Music Group know what was up. So now we can continue.
I got to give an applause out to Chaos Music Group, and that what really like make my eyes bulge out when I started seeing all of your profile. I'm like, wow, Chaos, because that was the name of Function Group. They were Citizens of Chaos, you know, and it was KAOS, Citizens Kicking Another Original Style, you know. So it was like,
oh,
wow.
Okay. Well, mine stands for creativity honestly articulated over sounds, which is this whole music thing that we do.
That's what hip hop is all about, the metaphors. You got to have a metaphor and acronyms that stand for something.
Oh, yeah.
You got to stand for something. That's hip hop. If it just was about mumbling and just gangster words, it would have been drip drop, not hip hop. That don't even make sense.
I'm killing all of that shit on this album. All that mumble rap shit. Like if y'all mumble rappers out there, I'm coming for y'all neck on this album. Antisocial, New Jerusalem. If you put out garbage music, if you a rack rapper or anything like that, or you don't have substance, or you don't have a good message or anything like that, I'm annihilating your career on this album. I just said it publicly, so you know what's up. If you feel Frogger, fire a shot first. They don't call me the punch. Slime King for nothing.
Great. You know, and it needs to be done. You know, I was looking at, you know, everyone else look at YouTube, you know, and I was looking at YouTube too, and I saw the interview with Birdman and Lil Baby and Young Thug and all these people, you know, have got these, man,
are
indictments.
You watching the circus? You were watching the circus?
Yeah.
You went to the circus?
Yeah. Yes, the circus. RICO indictments, man. This is crazy.
Right. I thought my jokes were bad.
Wow. 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 It's getting serious.
It's sad. When I look at it, my sister, it's like it's sad. When I look at what people consider to be like talent nowadays, it's sad where we've gotten to, because they're giving credit to something that's not even talent. It's just a machine that's being put behind artists to make you believe that that's talent, when it's not actually talent. It's trash with a ribbon on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the only reason why I'm standing here at my senior age and my position, you know, with all authority, you know, standing here making sure that hip-hop is going to be forever, because I've seen with my own eyes my son and his friends, you know, the struggle and the studying, you know, and the labor they had to go through to make sure that, you know, they got their words and their diction, you know, and the language. And everything had to line up, man, you know?
Yeah, right.
And you told the story.
But it's why he probably walks in the confidence that he does now, is because of going through the struggle and going through what I call it hell, the creative process, when you're sitting up and you're trying to get those lines together and things like that. He knows the creative process is really like, it's a beautiful chaos, I like to call it.
It must be, because I sit down and I try, you know, and it's just like, whoa, it just, I ain't got it, you know, and I got to, you got to recognize talent, you know, and the literature and the lecture that's being exposed through words and chopping them up and rearranging them, you know, and putting out good vibes and good messages. It's the same as putting out these. We saw what the negative words and the negative vibes done, you know, and being connected to, like I said, the public schools. That's the gateway to the prisons, you know, from the school pipeline, you know. And the 13th Amendment says, because the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment of the Constitution was basically put in there to appease us. And to make us fit in, and which basically says, the 13th, which basically says, you know, you as black people, Negroes of the United States, we invite you to be citizens, and you can enjoy the illusion of inclusion as long as you're not incarcerated, because once you're incarcerated, you're a slave again, you know, that's when you're a slave, and who are the major people who are incarcerated right now, you know, and I've been introduced to a lot of brothers through social media who has been incarcerated for over 40 years, who have been in solitary confinement for over 32 years. You know, these are the brothers who were with the hunger strike, so they could be heard. You know,
right, indeed, but we have to realize that a lot of those things people are forced into. And what I mean by it is, like, even all my brothers that's locked behind the wall, because I hate to see any of my brothers behind the wall, but all my brothers behind the wall were forced into situations because of the lack of opportunity that this government has given us. So that's why the government is my enemy.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they seem to have targeted in and captured, you know, our superheroes and the ones, all the ones that they've had in solitary confinement for years, like I said, 30, 40, 50 years, one brother they let out just before he died. And he's been in solitary confinement. In solitary confinement now, where you only see, when you only come out of your cell for 1 hour a day,
Yeah, 23 and 1.
And you don't even see the sunlight for over 32 years? You don't see the sunlight?
Right.
You treat people like this. This is inhumane. That's slavery. And if people, we don't realize that slavery still exists in this form, connected, and they use hip-hop. They took it from us, and they used it to whoop our asses with it, to lure us into jail. I was there, brother, when they went into the prisons, and they signed these sold-out souls, gangsters, contracts, as they signed the young brothers who are righteous and doing true hip-hop contracts so they can set their asses on the shelf.
Right. I have family members that signed deals and ended up getting put on the shelf. So I have celebrities in my family. I mean, I'm a blood relative of Stephanie because I'm a farmer. So, I mean, music has been my family.
You cracked up on that. I didn't hear any of that. Say that again now.
I was saying, like, I have family. Like, my whole family does music. I'm a blood cousin of Stephanie Mills. My cousins are the rap group Psychodrama. And so music is just something that has always been a part of us. But at the same time, we have to look at people as individuals. And as we look at people as individuals, we have to look at those. Are you the type that can be deceived into doing something that's against your morality? Or are you somebody who will stick with your morality even though you will not be blown up by the world?
For me, I
chose to stick with my morality, be independent, and just go dead at the opposition. And what it is now, we got to look at it for what it is. What it really is now it's gotten to a point where since they said we didn't have talent, now it's us against them.
That's right.
Got to prove the talent. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not like it used to be with all of this COVID stuff and all of that stuff. Things have shut down and things like that. So now they got to prove the type of artists that they are. And now they're going against us who then sat in the background and knew we were much better artists. And now we became the competition.
That's right. That's right. Took the bread out of our mouth. You know what I'm saying? Because I was there. They came after my son, too. And they came like gangbangers. You know how you jump into the gangs and try to jump you into these record deals? It's like, and they refused it all. You know? The nerve. And to have that all go back to the prison system, which is privately owned prison system.
It's crazy how they force us into desperate situations and then their handout is actually a trap.
A trap. Nothing. Everything that they do, and that's just them. That's their mindset. And so I'm saying the diabolical mind that they have. You know, we as the people are more benevolent. We don't think about, you know, corrupting someone. You know, a plotting. That's not our natural makeup. But that's all they do.
It's all they can do. I mean, they're still feeding off of us. They used to literally eat us, and now they're covertly eating us.
Yeah. But that's all about to stop. They're about to have a great big stomach ache and try to throw up and gag back on it again You know, they are going to be very uncomfortable.
Yeah, we're in very prophetic times, so
well, I want to hear chaos now. So we're talking about it. Let's hear some little chaos. Let's hear it. Drop that beat.
Let's jump into it.
You know what I noticed is nobody panics when things go according to plan.
One with my soul.
Even if the plan is horrifying. Introduce anarchy. Upset the established order, everything becomes chaos.
At the top of my letterheader, I wrote Beef Ledger. Then take the slew of some rulers together for extensive measure. Why won't you bitches enjoy the view and just let me live? I dwell on a football field full of all the no fucks I give.
couple tricks up my sleeve, though there's no magic at it. I boil that bullshit as rabbit in a pot, fatal attraction. Thickens the plot, all my blocks knocked over, it's slim the pickings. Ego so big, gotta walk in backwards, trying to drag my dick in. Void of all clemency, grimacing's in my chemistry. Nemesis is my premise, don't fuck around on my premises. My notebook chokes on the things I wrote, my vital seers. My coat a cloak for a vulture, gentle, I'm nowhere near. Fuck your top five, dead or living, I'm the best to do it, peer. I kill these goofies, your join a Lucas, I beat them stupid. I'm anti-industry, looking closely, nigga, yes, me. A fucking walking piranha anomaly, armors kamikaze. A problem for him, probably ex Harley Amaris, I'm so involved. My aching back got Chicago on it, in a bunch of progress. Means of defeat in my oppositions is probably lawless. So high up a canyon, a myth and a bit of bitter death. To my fallen appalling world, we all in, so place your bets. And that's for me, I'm all in. Vault full of crazy concoctions, knives and guns. For popping locks on the chains of my stable, ashes in my Bible pages, fear McBelly's not up, bloody heads make sneakers, red bottoms. Who you fucking with, dick again? You better peep my login for update my status and make it safe. Rest in peace, who you is? Lowdown's an animal, I'm off the leash, and at the mouth I'm foaming, swag on ridiculous. I keep it switching to divert my cloning. Sorry for the wait, the king is back, Joker reloaded.
Joker Reloaded. Chaos, y'all. You are phenomenal, my brother.
Shout out to Erykah Badu on the beginning of that piece. Shout out to Erykah Badu. She did the intro for that.
Yes. She did it? She did that for you? Fantastic.
Yeah, that's
shout
at the
out.
Beginning. The beginning vocal is Erykah, so shout out to Erykah Badu.
All right, and that's a real sister right there. She's a real revolutionary. And, you know, man, please. Stephanie Mills is one of my all-time favorites. So nothing but good vibes coming from you. And I can hear it in your music. I hear it in your song. You can come in any style. You know, you the way you change your octaves, you know, and but you still stay smooth,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's wow. Sexy and all
it's,
that too.
It's a lot. It comes from my music background. I came up from the same time you came up. I came up on the porch where the guys was tapping on the table with the pencil. Y'all who rap, y'all know what I'm talking about. When they was beating on the table with the comb or rapping on your porch and all of that, I came up from that. Aside from that, it was like this as far as rap is concerned. This is just how I feel. It was like as far as destroying this satanic music thing that we got out there, I was like, there's no way I can come in this game and be some like goody two-shoes Christian rapper and think that I'm going to destroy this system. You got to kind of put on the disguise or else they're going to automatically reject you. So I come in a Joker suit and here I am.
Here you are, ready to take them on. You know, Joker suit, and don't know what kind of ammo you got underneath that suit. That's just a suit.
Yeah, I'm a totally different animal.
Wow. Well, I love it, you know. Hey, we got to resist. Resistance is what it's all about. You know, you got to resist these negative things, all these things. You just got to constantly resist it. They'll be a part of you. And they've been feeding into the ears and minds of our youth, nothing but garbage and genocide long enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a collector, you know, I am the bone collector. So I'm collecting you and Rokshan and all of you warriors, because, you know, we got to put boots in the air. You know, that's my new slogan. We got boots on the ground.
Can I ask a quick favor?
Sure.
My favor is can I get that function song played real quick?
Ooh, what song is that?
What's the one he just did? He just did one. It's one I've been trying to like. You just released it on Edge, but I can't like it because I'm in Facebook jail. But I wanted to hear that. And I want people to kind of hear us together. They just heard me. I want them to hear him. So when we do this collabo, they already can get it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That you must be talking about bullcrap.
I know it's supposed to be my spotlight, but I know it's supposed to be my spotlight, but I just want to do it a little different. And I want to, this is what I'm doing in the game. I'm sharing platform. Just like y'all sharing y'all platform, I want to share my time with who I'm going to work with.
Boom. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Thank you, bro.
And that's what we all about. That's what we all about. And like I said, I'm building. I'm still working on some things that are going to come through, but I'm going to let you all know what I'm working on. And it's all about unity, you know, working it together. And I love it, love it. But talking about bull crap, I'm going to play that. The one that YouTube banned,
please
right?
Please do. Please do.
Okay, here
y'all.
The depopulation efforts.
Thank you.
That are happening on a global scale have for, gosh, what, over 50 years, they have focused their targeting on black people.
We're not African-American. We're indigenous.
I don't think about a slave ship, but that's a system.
Black people are already in the state.
Yeah, I'm so tired of this bull crap. Makes you hot enough to blow your top like a gat. Yo, I'm so tired of this bull crap. Yeah, makes you wanna cock and pull that. Yeah, I'm so tired of this bull crap. Makes you hot enough to blow your top like a gat. Yo, I'm so tired of this bull crap. Yeah, makes you wanna cock and pull that.
So tired of lames and political haters. In your face fakers, forgers and violators. Tired of racism and all its perpetrators. They say they wanna work together but show they haters. We all got people but not written on paper. Tell them force to change the records of all the slavers. Tell the world we've been on this earth, you can't erase us. The original indigenous brown slavers. Wanna get a tan like me but wanna shame us. Wanna exploit my skills cause we creative. But never wanna see me rise to my hiatus. Scared we gonna rise to the top and be the greatest. Like our predecessors who built comedic nations. Black scientists who used the art of creation. Historically, you always try to trace it, but we combat with facts. Get back, Satan.
Yeah, I'm so tired of this bull crap. Makes you hot enough to blow your top like a cat. Yo, I'm so tired of this bull crap. Yeah, makes you wanna cock and pull that. Yeah, I'm so tired of this bull crap. Makes you hot enough to blow your top like a cat. Yo, I'm so tired of this bull crap. Yeah, make you wanna cock and pull that.
I just wanna ask the medical establishment, why you use people like us to run your tests with? A medical invention for health, but really weapons. A way to drop numbers of those you wanna lessen. Birth control, whose birth you wanna lessen? In our neighborhood, Planned Parenthood was stepping. The alphabet boys, they come through collecting all your information and personal possessions. For thousands of years, you've been downplaying the ethnic peoples of the world that your view was in question. My first grade teacher tried to stop my progression. A fifth grade teacher tried to tell me I'd never be the type person to reach greater endeavors. Yeah, all my endeavors be bringing home the cheddar. I just want a world where kids can play together without pedophiles, snakes, and racist devils. Yeah,
come on. I'm so tired of this bull crap. Makes you hot enough to blow your top like a cat. Yo, I'm so tired of this bull crap. Yeah, makes you wanna cock and pull that. Yeah, I'm so tired of this bull crap. Makes you hot enough to blow your top like a cat. Yo, I'm so tired of the bull crap. Yeah, makes you wanna cock and pull that.
Wow. You know what I just came, what just hit me, my brother, listening to that, my son said, my first grade and my fifth grade, it hit me that it was my first grade teacher who tried to stop my progression. You know, when I remember she, when she asked all the students, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I think I said I wanted to be a nurse. And she specifically told me, well, no. I think you may want to, you know, look into, you know, being doing some housework and some cleaning and things like that. And I know my fifth grade teacher, because that's when I lived in South Carolina. I was just coming out of Jim Crow. I lived in South Carolina, and I moved to Connecticut for a short spell. My fifth grade teacher, I got left back for the first time in my life because my fifth grade teacher didn't like me. And she told me that I was never going to do anything. But my fourth grade teacher loved me. But it's okay. But by then, but again, I'm realizing that that's a system. I wonder if it's
right
in the fifth grade. So that's a system too. So it's like, wow, that's deep. That's interesting.
Yeah, like all of these systems are poisonous, depending on who you happen to be lucky enough to encounter. you got your good teachers, your bad teachers, and things like that. It's like, but at the end of the day, it's all indoctrination. So,
oh, absolutely,
you got to kind of throw your hands up to the whole system.
Absolutely, no doubt about that. The whole system, some of it's bad, it's all bad. If it's no good, it's no good. And all they do is took our knowledge and they twisted and turned it and digested and threw it up and dictated it back to us, you know, the way they wanted us to get it.
Yeah, they fed it back to us backwards.
Absolutely, absolutely. Twisted everything. And it's easy to see how they did that, especially once you were able to, you know, snatch a group of people out with permission of the ones that you think, you know, who were supposed to be protecting their countries or, you know, but they were tricked. So they said, well, we didn't know they were going to treat our slaves like that. You know, it was all political in the beginning, you know, and but it's interesting how no one reached back to correct any of these things. And it's interesting to me at this date right now, July 28th, 2022, how we as a people are still saying and still fighting, you know, all of this, you know, discrimination and all this racism, but no one seems to be hearing us. So, and I'm sure that through hip hop, and that's why they want to close that we will be heard, you know, and through, you know, having, you know, access to the airwaves, you know, we will be heard. And then I know you guys are going to be doing some live concerts. I look forward to that, you know, and then there are ways to do live concerts. Yeah, I got ideas in doing live concerts, you know, in the metaverse, you know what I'm saying? So I got ideas. Are you back with us, Function? Well, let me show you where he was at. This is back. Okay, my brother, the Joker. This was back in 1998. This is one of my favorite songs that he did. It's called The Facts. Now, check this out. It's called The Facts. Back in 1998.
Let's check it out.
Check it out.
Yo, I walk through a dark land, sort of something like a scene from Batman. I see the six that they tryna put in my hand, in my head, so I keep my brain fed, so I can see what lies ahead. They tryna leave the Nubian man dead, mentally, physically, and spiritually. It kills me how my own people don't see. It kills me that my own people won't see what's right in your face. They made you a religion, put it on your plate and you ate. Now look at our people's fate, we no longer relate to the one who creates. Believing their side of the situation of creation, thinking we're a part of their nation. When this planet's made from our population, who's up to struck while they playing our assassination? A lot of prophets out there be really fuck faking, but I'ma bring all these devils mad altercation. Cause every day I thank the Most High El for giving me birth and eyesight so I can see through this curse that the devil erects, trying to hold us back. So for him I represent the real and put it on the map. For you I represent the real and put it on the map. I lay the facts on the map, I'm about to break. I can't take it, another day I've been incarcerated in a world full of mental plagues. And the only cure is knowledge, not the kind you find in college or church. The kind that'll make your heart hurt as your soul search. Sift your hands through the dirt, then you'll begin to see through the plan of the cherubim. Image is pale, baby with wings looking just like Cupid. That ain't my father's angel, man, is you stupid? I'm a Elohim, representing those from the 19th galaxy. With cotton hair and bronze feet, looking like you and me. Dwelling inside a giant crystal-shaped city, the size of Neptune. The new Jerusalem will symbolize the devil's doom. And anyone who follows them will all be consumed by brimstone and fire, burning Babylonian empires. Ayo, I see all these devils liars. And happens every day, I thank the Most High El for giving me birth. And I sight so I can see through this curse that the devil erects, trying to hold us back. So for him, I represent the real and put it on the map.
for you, I represent the real and put it on the map. LA the facts on the map, I seen some of y'all passes, foaming at the mouth bastards, cunning snakes with subtle laughter, can't even look me in the eye, cause they know I comprehend the light that shines inside. So I hit them, set up in the third prism, I came to bring you a vision. Some of these MCs are physical manifestations of evil minions, spitting 180 degrees of negative opinions. These kids is whack, I'm from the other side of the sun. I isolate deep within your bones, the black liquid, warp zone, a rise of thrones. I space it, shaped like a microphone dome. MCs run scared when they grab their chrome and start busting. Then at this stage they can't take it, their rhyme got hot and it got evaporated. The crowd breaks out when the shots begin spraying. Now when I'm on the mic there won't be no delaying, cause facts are the only thing that I relate in. So yo, every day you thank the Most High L for giving you birth and eyesight, if you can see through this curse that the devil erupts, trying to hold us back. So for him you gotta represent the real and put it on the map. For them you gotta put the real on the map and lay the facts on the map. Now break it down to the facts and put the real on the map. Now break it down to the facts and put the real on the map.
This was when, but this was when it was getting hard. These gangsters coming.
That was dope. That was dope, bro.
Yeah, but they weren't ready. We ran. My son sold all his stuff and shut down when he saw how evil and demonic it was, and it was targeted at them for speaking out like that. You know, he went into isolation and started going into his books. You know, and took.
Well, we mirror in that area because that's pretty much I did the same thing. Learned a lot from experience like he did, then eventually jumped into books, which I know he's doing right now. He got a book with the page folded right now. I already know. But I got into books and things like that, and then from there, and then they gave me a common enemy. When they showed me that they was an enemy, and instead of attacking my brothers and things doing music, now I attack them in their system.
Beautiful. And we need more and more and more because
you got the page. What's that book you got the page folded on, bro?
Funk.
Yeah, I'm like, it depends which one.
I know, right?
I like that though. Gotta get your education.
True story.
Got it from his mama because I read everything. Even the bazooka bubblegum rappers, I read everything. Comic books, everything.
Right. Fortune cookies and everything, huh?
Everything. Labels, I read it all. I got books. Books. Yeah, my son gave me more books. Before, when I first met up with him when he moved to Atlanta, he gave me a grocery bag filled with copies of papers, you know, and I opened them up.
Right.
I read each and every last one of them too, and boy, did they take me zoom, 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 boy, oh boy! But I've
books
always
and PDFs, books and PDFs.
Yes, and this was meant for you guys.
You always told me to double hide everything in books. So
exactly.
I've read books.
Yes, and the devil is in the details, always in the details.
Indeed.
Yes. So I'm so excited to what you all have, you know, in store, and trust and believe, Mama Pearl got your back, you know. And sure, you probably don't need it, but I got it anyway. You know, I'm there just in case something slips by.
It's going to be some animal shit.
Oh, yeah, and I'm ready.
It's going to be some animal shit. I can't wait.
Oh, it's a beast, man. You're talking about, you know, exposing them and taking the money, exposing the plot.
Funk don't know when I say this. I'm in my bag, bro. Like lyrically, like pen wise, like creative wise, like I'm in my bag right now. So that's why I'm saying it's gonna be some animal shit when this shit come out.
I see him because I'm like, my gosh, this guy, I mean, I see, this is what I'm used to function doing, you know, and I've seen that you do the same thing. You, like, bam, you just did another one. Finished, bam, done, bam. I'm like, wow, you know, and I have
never everywhere.
Seen that.
I'm everywhere.
Wow, and I've only seen that. I've seen it live through function. So
just
I know how that
remember when we was, Remember when we was first getting ready to set this whole interview show up and everything, and I just kept hitting you with stuff like I was trying to do the job for you. It's like I can't make myself stop moving. It's something wrong, in a good way though.
You wrote the whole intro exactly how I was doing. Exactly, that's what I put. I just copied it and put it up. You know, you wrote the whole intro. You've done a phenomenal job.
Right, and
really
I said we were gonna sit back and chill and wait till this day came, and that's what we did. And now it's more of a conversation than an interview.
Yes. Well, now
and
we
the
don't
world get the ease.
We have made a connection because we're going to do a lot of things together. You know, like I say, you have no – wait till you see what I got in store. You know, we're going to do a lot of things together. You know, it's going to take a lot – like we're dealing with a huge octopus, and we have to, you know, become transformers into an octopus ourselves, you know, and build up this big octopus.
Right.
You know, we can deal with this monster that we're about to kick
the
his
worst
ass.
Thing to have a fight with is an octopus. Let that sink in.
Saying, and we gonna be an octopus with some teeth and claws. You know, because
right.
Damn,
that's, hey, like I gotta say, I always tell people my bars are octopus bars because I ain't on my last leg. You feel me?
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. You know, I miss the days when I used to hang out with the guys and they were just freestyling. You know. Funk drop a beat and everybody just freestyle. I loved it. I loved it. I missed those days, you know. And they taught me the language, you know, because like I try to tell everyone as a mom, I was shocked too. Son, what the heck is this devil music you listen to? What? And you're like, no, mama, this is KRS-One, mom. You know, you gotta listen to him, mom.
I know, right? My philosophy.
You
know? My philosophy.
That's what got me. He said, Mom, you don't hear this stuff in school. I'm learning more from him than I learned in school. He said, let me check this out. And I'm like, wow. Yeah. So I learned the language. And I think the metaphor
was
wonderful.
It was KRS-One and Rakim, right? KRS-One and Rakim, right?
Funk. All day. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm already knowing. Yeah. I'm already knowing. The seventh letter. The seventh letter. Oh, what
was
the twelfth letter? What was it?
No, I think it was the seventh. Well, no. No, he was the 18th letter. I know
yep.
Mine began with an R, so it was the 18th letter. One plus the eight was the nine. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
That's right.
See, now y'all talking a whole different language right now.
Yeah, that was that's one of my favorite artists. That's the one who made me be dope with lyricism, Rakim.
Wow. That's
so,
all I heard was
KRS-One. If I tell y'all my other favorite rapper was MC Light, that's really going to throw y'all for a loop.
Yeah, all day, MC Light, get it. Priority Records, audio, too.
MC Light? Who the heck is that?
Yeah, that was my two favorite
rappers. Yeah, I was... Remember the girl she came out with Paper Thin?
Oh, no. The female MC, no, that's my favorite artist.
Yeah.
No.
I was just looking at some stuff she was doing online and everything, checking around. Yeah, she's doing some amazing stuff.
Her delivery is nuts. She nuts with it.
That girl, oh, no. But, you know, she's still in the game. She let a lot of other people represent, but I would love to hear her spit something. No, that girl, oh, my goodness. And to have such clear diction, you know, and pronunciation with all her words, you know, and she just throw it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that calm, deadly swag, she had.
Yes.
Her and Rakim. They had that calm, deadly swag.
Wow.
So now y'all
wow.
see where I get it from.
Absolutely. Wow. Wow. Well, you had some great
If the
great
words are strong enough, you don't have to try hard to sell what you're saying.
And that was something that they, you know, Citizens of Chaos taught me too, my sons. You know, they taught me, you know, that, man, you know, hip-hoppers, you know, they write their own lyrics, you know, and they get very angry. In fact, they discharged a couple of people from the group because they found out that they weren't writing their own lyrics. You know, I'm like, wow, you know. But, no, that's not fun. You know, you write your own lyrics, but you got to be yourself. You know, just like you write your resume, you be able to explain what this means, what that means. Just like, you know, you have a science behind your name, that I have a science behind what the hell you writing, that have meanings behind it, you know?
Hey, but for me, y'all can have ghostwriter. So all y'all out there that rap and think y'all ready for me, you can have a ghostwriter. I promise you, I'm going to make your ghostwriter a ghost.
I believe you. No doubt. No doubt. Boy, I feel confident, you know. I feel confident that you guys are going to do this, you know. And, man, you know, I find that some of the people, when they find out that, wow, you starting your show is going to be great, because when I first did my show years ago, I started talking about and dropping jewels that, you know, our people needed, the keys to help wake them up, you know, blah, 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 you know. But now I'm on this hip-hop, and they're like, hip-hop? Hey, hip-hop, see, because they already have this negative connotation about hip-hop, but they're going to see the value, just like I see in hip-hop, and the trickery that was placed upon it, and the war that we are going to take on, this beast, you know? This is just one of the beasts.
Right. Hey, Funk, we just going to call a song that. Let's just call it the Two-Headed Monster.
Ooh.
Two-Headed Monster, let's do it.
Hmm. Wow.
Let's do it.
You're scared of y'all. You're scared of y'all.
That way we got open run to say whatever we want to say. The Two-Headed Monster.
Yes,
let's
open
do it.
Run.
Yes. Like I'm watching MC Light right now.
That's my girl.
That girl, yes. Tough with it. She tough with it.
Wow. No.
They try to say a lot of other women are like the queen. I'd be like, Light got that. I don't care how old she gets. She got that. Even down to hosting, her voice is just iconic.
I love MC Light, though. MC Light, used to like, what's her name, Sweet Tea. And I like Rod Digger, yo. I can say I get Rod Digger. Rod Digger get
it. Yeah, Rod Digger,
she did. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but MC Light got
MC Light. She's consistent. That's why I say MC Light, because Light is consistent. I ain't never really seen her. Like all of these other artists, they give you some hot shit for a minute, and then it'll kind of like simmer down for a minute. But it's like Light, you know, she's gonna come with it. If you, it depends
she
on what you're feeling, but she ain't gonna let you down.
That's right.
She's off the top of the dome. She come right off the top of the dome with it too. Just freestyle right on it, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I know you guys got that right there. Just, you know.
Hey, this the Wild Wild West right here. We shoot this shit from the hip. This the Wild Wild West.
Let me tell you, as much as I respect literature, writing and words, you know, I respect what you all do, because it's a skill, you know, that can be taught. It can be taught if, you know, if you still enough and you that much interested in learning it. And it's, some people just comes naturally. So the natural ones have to teach it, you know. And man, I wish I could do it. I can't do it. You know, I'm like, wow, that's difficult. I'm amazed. You know, I'm just amazed. I'm just amazed how y'all do that. You know, and I know you break it down in bars, you know, but then you put it with music, and then you got to make it make sense. It's got to flow. So it's like, wow,
What I tend to do is I take the training wheels off, like all of the rules that people say, oh, you can't say this. So you know how like when you're writing and then your mind will be like, nah, I can't say this, I can't say that. You know what I'm saying? It's like I take the training wheels off. I do whatever I want to do because I'm creating and I don't follow anybody's blueprint when it comes to creating music. I do whatever I want to do. If whatever I'm feeling when I hear the music, that's what's going to come out. I don't sit at the table with a topic. Mm-hmm. I don't sit at the table with a title and try to create that way. I let mm-hmm. whatever come out, and that's it.
That's wow. Because, I mean, goodness gracious. I mean, I could probably let whatever come out one time, but you guys keep
right.
growing.
They got ink in their pen. It's lava and cannon shit coming out mine. You feel me? So... Because
wow.
those rules kind of limit us. When we sit at the table and we be like, oh, the title is going to be getting money, like, for example, it's like those things is going to limit the brain. But if you just get to a point where you sit down and you write to the emotion that you're feeling when you sit down, you angry, let that anger out. If you're depressed, mm-hmm. let that sadness out. If you're whatever mm-hmm. it is, let the emotion out and let it bleed on the paper. And once it marries the music, then there's a matrimony for you right there.
Wow. So,
that's my creative process.
That's beautiful. That makes it all original.
What's worse is if you give me a target. That's what's worse. If you give me a target, like you give me like somebody I'm aimed at or something like that or something I'm aimed at, it's going to be worse for you because then I got something that's
like
fueling the fire even more.
Well, we aiming at the 13th Amendment and this slavery system that's got all our brothers and sisters locked down for. I mean, why would you lock up? And what they do in the prison, the trickery is that they separate the situation where your life is threatened, and when you defend yourself and win, then you got more punishment put on you. You know, so it's like a damn if you do, damn if you don't. You know. And it's crazy, the torture. Is they think that they can do whatever they want to do to our brothers and our sisters in prison. It's horrible, and we on the outside, we're not even looking at it, you know. And they send out these forms.
We have to begin to study the law. Like if that's what they're using, now I'm saying we got to begin to study the law. If that's what they're using against us, then we need to study it because they're destroying us and they're doing all of this shit using word and word fundamentals and how you word things and things like that. And if that's the reason that we don't know things, take it from me. I just beat a case for driving without a license. So I'm telling you, take it from me. I'm not just talking. So at the end of the day, we got to get ready to study these laws and things like that. Common law handbook, all of these other things that's out there, how to not be detained, things like this. Like when I tell people I'm a revolutionary for real. Y'all done seen my Facebook stuff. Y'all done seen me in traffic stops and all of that stuff like this. At the end of the day, it's like I'm a revolutionary for real. I'm not just talking about it. I don't freeze up when they show up. It ain't nothing they can do to me. You know what I'm saying? Like at the end of the day, and everything that I stand for is something I would die for. So at the end of the day, it's like I'm with this shit for real, you know what I'm saying? So it's study the things that they're using against us along with everything else that y'all are studying. For those who are spiritual, whatever you're studying, I don't care if it's the Bible, I don't care what you're reading, I don't care if you're reading the encyclopedia, whatever it is that you're studying, continue to do that, but study what they're using against you so you're more suited for the battle.
That's right, and we have to come together. Study, and we have to come together. Unity is the key, but definitely study the law. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely correct about that. Now, thinking about that,
you can defend against their lawlessness.
Now, listen, I played the song for you, Bullcrap. YouTube banned that
mm-hmm.
song. That YouTube banned Bullcrap, said that it represented hate speech. Did you hear any hate speech in that song?
I didn't hear any hate speech, but you could put in a description that is protected under Section 107 of the Fair Use Act. So that might be able to get it out. So Fair Use Act, Section 107 of the Fair Use Act of 1976 should free you up to be able to put that song out.
107 Fair Use
Fair Use Act, Section 107 of the Fair Use Act of 1976.
That's beautiful. Y'all got
that? Throw that in your description box and see how it goes. And do that whenever y'all put y'all stuff y'all be sharing on there and they keep flagging your stuff and won't let it out. Use that and that should help y'all.
Well,
I told y'all
listen,
I'm with the shit.
But you are, and I must say that because you taught me how to find all of those agents, the fact finder agents, and delete them all.
And when all of that got a constant block.
Brother, when I looked at how many of them they were, you said go find them and delete them all. Oh, I looked at how many of them they were. I'm like, whoa.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you got to keep doing it at least once. Every time you think about it, you got to do it once a while, because once you block some, sometimes they'll reassign more. So it's like you got to constantly stay up on it. But it's like I live in Facebook jail. To everybody who follow my page, y'all know I live in Facebook jail. I'm in Facebook jail right now. I got like 7 more days. But I've been a problem for them for the longest. I've been exposing these systems, the government. I've been doing this for the longest. Y'all can come to my page. Anybody who's on my page is going to tell you, like, I'm a problem for the government. I'm already on the United States government watch list. I'm already red listed. So everything I'm telling y'all is true, and I do my research, and I don't just kick that shit. I throw the whole toilet on you. You're going to get the real truth, the real facts. Y'all can check out my pages and you see I kick that shit. That's why they won't let me in. They're never going to let me in music. They're never going to let me in the game. Everybody always saying, like, why you ain't famous? You dope. Why you ain't on and this?
Right.
Because of what I'm saying and because the problem that I'm causing them.
That's all right. That's okay. I love it. It wasn't time yet. It's time now. You know, it's time now.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. It's okay. Everything's got a season, and it's our season right now. It's our time. It's coming. It's coming. I'm excited.
I don't get tired, so I'm going to be a problem. I mean, I just leave my shit in Facebook jail, so whenever I go back, I already got commissary.
Wow.
You feel me?
I'm in Facebook jail a lot, too. I just got out recently myself. I'm like, oh, my goodness, how am I going to promote my show when I can't even post? And Instagram
right, just
won't
leave
let
your shower shoes under the bed, leave your books and shit in your cell, so whenever you come back, it'll feel like home until you get out again. That's what I do.
Right. You're absolutely correct. It's all good. Man, this is exciting. I want to hear this one now, because this is one of my favorite shows. I really want to hear Fire, but I love Sharks in the Water.
Fire.
And I love this one. We got You Complete Me. I want to hear this one, too. I want to hear this.
I'll get into it.
All right. Here we go.
I watch the night suffocate. All of the lights as it smothers the sun, consumes the gloom. I can tell by the moon you'll be joining me soon. As a guest inside my fortress of fun, yes, in my room of doom, you move and boom. And I can't wait to see you and once again free you and release you from all your humorless air with a smile and a murderous glare. Someday I'll replace that big frown on your face with a cut engraved from ear to ear, the presence I gave inside a basket case. See, what I am trying to show you is just how well I know you. I know just how you feel. The pain's a lot to bear. For your reason away as you swerve the lanes in a bed they made emotion build in your mind and an instant drifted and let go of the wheel. Madness it takes to push sadness. It only needs a word. Almost in the middle of them both, waiting to see which burns. Chaos is fair, end of story, and so is courts adjourned. Screams in the land of my action, dealers on tables turn. We are two of a kind, violent, unsound of mind. You're the yin to my yang, the links that latch my chains. And if I were to leave you with grumble and grieve, fate that you'd be lost without me. You'd be lost without me. We are two of a kind, violent, unsound of mind.
You're the yin to my yang, the link that latch my chains. And if I were to leave, you would grumble and grieve. Face it, you'd be lost without me. You'd be lost without me. You were fated to battle, you pout and I skedaddle. Don't you ever tire this game, but you'll not make it in. Cause I'm your only friend, hobbits are we and we're the same. We have so many wonderful stories sculpted inside our brains. Yours the evil, no praise or glory, a road of ridges. Mine's a maniac pushing love away, burning bridges. Captains and orchestras, cognitives of our own conditions. Stirring up our toxic concoctions, sopping the juice with biscuits. I love the taste of revenge, I lick my fingertips and savor all the flavors of haters I ate up. Now or later, brush them off the shit of my get up. They taste my waters bitter with venom in the kit of my denim and my catharsis in them. Thorns on the seat of my saddle, blood pressure climbing ladders. Got us at the throats of each other, these Winslow family matters. Trouble in paradise, no, so kamikaze it is. Evolving, forming, and bubbling like it was cooked in a cauldron. We are two of a kind, violent, unsound of mind. You're the yin to my yang, the links that latch my chain. And if I were to leave you with grumble and grieve, face it, you'd be lost without me. You'd be lost without me. We are two of a kind, violent, unsound of mind. You're the yin to my yang, the link that latch my chain. And if I were to leave, you would grumble and grieve. Face it, you'd be lost without me. You'd be lost without me.
My father was a drinker and a fiend. And one night, he goes off crazier than usual. Mommy gets the kitchen knife to defend herself. He doesn't like that. Not one bit.
Wow. My guy. I thought that was going to be a love song. Was that a love song?
Yeah, that's exactly what that was a love song, but at the same time, it was my version. I wasn't finna get out there and do that LL Cool J shit.
I'm like, wow. I saw two dragons, you know, mating, you know, so I can imagine your mate, mm-hmm. You know, you say you two of a kind. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, that's actually, because it's going to make sense, that's actually a song to Harley Quinn, who is my other artist, and her version as an answer is coming on her album, which is called Harley's Revenge, which is also coming. So shout out to Leah Quinn, a.k.a. Harley Quinn, her album on the way, Chaos Music Group.
Shout out to you. Wow, okay, makes sense. Let's get it, y'all. Mm-mm. You guys been busy. Y'all got something for this industry, and something.
It's crazy because I'm surrounded by all of these powerful women, though. All of the artists that are around me, I'm surrounded by powerful women. My daughters, my spouse. So it's like I'm surrounded by all of these women. It's like I'm really the only guy on my label. I mean, I got one of my homeboys that I get down with, which is X-Con. But, I mean, he's on his own movement, and he's doing his thing. So right now I'm just doing my thing and taking my label where I'm going with it.
Wow. Peace up. Big up to the sisters, man. Big up to the woman. Big up to you, my brother, for representing and respecting the feminine energy, you know. And that's one thing my brother Sunray of the Culture Freedom Radio, you know, they have great respect for the woman, you know, and it's an honor, you know, and to see the brothers, and they're coming back showing much respect
A woman actually taught me everything I know as far as music, and that was my mother. She taught me everything. Mm-hmm. So shout out to my mother. She's deceased, but shout out to my mother. You know, her spirit's still moving mm-hmm. through this earth and driving people crazy. So shout out to Sheila. That's my mother. She taught me everything. She taught me the pen game and all of that stuff like this. Here's the difference, though. It's like, you know how, like, when you was little and then, like, you're a mom, too, so you're going to understand what I'm saying. When I was little and things like that, you know, we used to always draw these pictures for our mothers and we would run in the room, like, Mom, look what I draw, or something like that. My mother was one of them ones who would have been like, what is this? You ain't staying in the lines. What is, man, get up out of here with this. But that made me I'm serious. But it made me to be more perfect. It made me want to impress her. And wanting to impress her got me to where I am now. Once it got to a point that my mother was like, that's it. That's it. You got it. You're going to be great one day. And here we are. But my mother used to ball my shit up. Yeah, my mama ball my shit up. And I used my feelings used to be hurt going back in the room. She ball my shit up.
That's right. Do it again because I know you can do better. That is not perfect. Do it again. That was me. Do it again. I used to make my son rehearse so much. They didn't want to be a group anymore. And no, y'all do it again. But they realized that whenever they did a show, man, they rocked the show each time, you know, because they rehearsed, you know, and
Funk, I used to go in there taking her the picture, right? Then after she balled up so many of them motherfuckers, I used to just leave them motherfuckers on her bed and wait till she would call me. Like, this is good.
I believe it. I can believe it. And that was me. My daughters.
You know them Leo women. You know them Leo women. My mother was a Leo. You know how them Leo women is. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, I'm a Taurus Gemini, and I know how I am. I'm a Taurus Gemini, you know. I'm very creative and very honest, you know, and sometimes very blunt. I got my bluntness from my mom, but I believe, you know, if I see something in you and I know you got better in you, don't come to me with no garbage, especially if you want to impress me, you know, because you do it again, because I was perfect, you know, because I didn't do anything until it was as perfect as I could get it, you know, so again.
Yeah, my mother used to write poetry, and I used to always read her poems and things like that, and I don't know why I thought I was good enough to write and compete with her. And when I used to bring them in there, she'd be like, what is this? This don't rhyme, even though it don't got to, it still don't rhyme. I can't follow it. I can't this. Get on up out of here with that, and I just go back to the room like, what the hell? And work it out, and then later on down the line, I just was determined to impress her.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. But your style is still like that, chaotic, you know? That's just your style.
Yeah.
You know? It's beautiful. I listen to your lyrics. You got to listen, man, because you say so much, you know, in your music on many different topics. It's like, okay. And I'm like, okay, now wait a minute. You complete me, and I'm still listening for the words. You complete me in your song. I'm like, ain't that a joker? He done said all this shit, but he didn't say nothing about you complete me. He said, you be lost without me, but he didn't say.
Right. Because look, let me be honest, right? You remember when women would come out and they be singing their songs, like whatever they got a song that they singing about you, even if it's indirectly, they be in the car singing the song or something, one of these R&B stars or something, they be singing it to your ass, but you don't know they singing it to you and shit. So it was like, so I got to the point like I was going to make my own love song, but I didn't want it to be that bubblegum shit. I wanted it to be like what I wanted to say. And most of us guys, when we tell women about breakups and things like that or whatever, we be like, girl, you be lost without me. And there you have it.
That's beautiful. That's awesome. That's awesome. You are certainly one of a kind. Very refreshing. I love it. Wow.
I just do what I can do when I can do it.
Yeah, so you are the only male child. You have siblings?
I had siblings. We'll say I had siblings. I don't currently have siblings. They're deceased. So now it's just me. Shout out to my niece that's out there, Tay. Avian, I know you out there listening. Shout out to my niece that's out there. That was that's my sister's kid. And but other than that, I don't have siblings. My brothers were murdered, and now you got me left. I'm the youngest.
Okay. All right. Now you're coming with full force. You got all that energy, all that in you now, all that spirit.
Yeah, my brothers were gang chiefs. So it's like at the end of the day, I came from like real gutter guys. And I'm the youngest, so I was the one they was pooping on and putting frogs in my arm and all of that stuff like that. So here we are.
Yeah, you're representing Chicago, right? You're from Chicago.
Yes. No, I represent the kingdom of God. Chicago is just where I'm from.
Okay, excuse me. I stand corrected.
Yeah, Satan got his, and I'm representing the kingdom of Yah. So at the end of the day, Chicago is just where I was born at.
Right.
They don't get no credit for this shit. They just represent my upbringing.
You are a mean. Isn't that one of your alias? Mean something.
Yeah, that's my slogan. Mean. You know what I'm saying? When I end raps and things like that, mean. But it means mentally empowering a nation.
Okay. I hear you. Beautiful. Mentally.
That's what everybody calls me. When everybody meets me and things like that, they say I come off mean or I look mean or something like that. So you know what we do. When people call us something, we flip it and make it a positive and use it for ourselves. So since they called me mean, I was like, oh, I'm mentally empowering the nation. I'll take that.
Beautiful. You're good at that, reversing the polarities. I love it. Boy. You know what? My favorite song.
Take a negative and make it into a positive.
Yes. That's what it's all about. And I got to hear my favorite song again because I sing it. I feel this song. And I wanted to hear Misunderstood and Fire too, but I definitely feel this song.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my personal favorites. Me and Nina Simone, Misunderstood.
Yeah. But I like this. I'm feeling this here. I'm going to drop this again. I really feel this. Here we go. Yeah.
Don't leave your blood out dripping. I'm sensitive, they slip it, they stop tripping.
They catch you flipping, you a goner.
These niggas all out with it. When it comes to clips, I bet they all down with it.
Don't pull out if you ain't got it. It's sink or swim when you up in that water. And it's life or death if you can't go no farther. Don't talk it if you ain't about that. If you came for me, come about that. Think you make it, I really doubt that.
Look in my head, it's nightmare that I see stuff repeating. What is this energy in me? Feels like a horde of demons. Why am I thrown in this chaos? Indeed, I have my reasons. It's the stigma of an old enigma and a pack of bad decisions. It's like I'm combing my omen, prone to atone the moment. Feeling at home in my loneliness. Yeah, and I'm more than honest. My route's been more than just slow, so I upped and shot the pilot. Give me my violence to balance out things I'm on in silence. I see the top in my sight and being there, my dear, regardless. Mangled some carcasses, gardener. In a box, I stuffed the lawless. It's like it's crosses on the back of the masses. Everyone's a target. Moses in the neck of my banger. When I squeeze the seeds, I parted. A dungeon with gallows and shadows where it seems my evil heart is. Pain on the face of the joker. Names roared in cold on my goalless. Lights, camera, action, my nigga. And then the curtain closes. Listening closely, you hear him?
Don't leave your blood out dripping. I'm sensitive, they slip it, they stop tripping.
They catch you flipping, you a goner.
These niggas all out with it. When it comes to clips, I bet they all down with it.
Don't pull out if you ain't got it. It's sink or swim when you up in that water. And it's life or death if you can't go no farther. Don't talk it if you ain't about that. If you came for me, come about that. Think you make it, I really doubt that.
Tyler got it confused, you think you tough enough. Nigga, you pussy, I can smell your stench, it is flaring up. Hey, I'm in a zone on my own, I need a zip code for me. Zip ties for the niggas I body, zip lines for my departure. Nigga said that he wanted war, told me put an address on it. Showed him where the door could be found, and he still ain't aiming for me. Break up with bitches and retirement speeches, so your game is suffering. Bragging on your family tree, but you still ain't gaining from it. Fuck if you related to Pac, I wouldn't care if you was Jesus' cousin. Kings don't worry about justice, we pull levers and watch the flow split. Boy, I've been dope for some years, but I now have reached my dopest. The lens of my cameras increase my precision and the beats my canvas. The microphone is my launching pad and your ears my landing. Every day that ends in a Y is the day of the Joker, damn it. Throwing these cards at these niggas, gambit, my aim is scandalous. Gravity and mirrors madness.
Don't leave your blood out dripping. I'm sensitive, they slip it, they stop tripping.
They catch you flipping, you a goner.
All out with it. When it comes to clips, I bet they all down with it.
Don't pull out if you ain't got it. It's sink or swim when you up in that water. And it's life or death if you
knife in my hand, man. All you rappers garbage. God is my witness, low down a fish like my shirt head striping. Vipers my dealers until it's a clash between we titans. Then I let a shower rain down on you just like Leonidas. My aim's the meanest, my nigga, so all my missiles guided. Traveling past the destruction for you, nigga, fuck the mileage. I knock off Siren, the Noy Apache, he's my next opponent. Then I'm my flutterman, crush him, gut him, and leave him bloody. In the dark, I see shadows gathering, trying their best to calm me. Climbed in my joker suit, toked a few like the smoker suit. Retreat you niggas, my nigga, before I poke a few. Carve a smile in the vest of your chest, just like a joker clue. God free my leavings, except for a hint of residue. Resonating in the minds of my victims, the trap I bait them to. Survival's not a given, on the contrary, it's debatable. Carnivores all around you, look out with...
Got me dancing in my seat,
I appreciate it.
Boy, I appreciate it hearing good music, you know, and good lyrics, you know. It's like, wow. You know?
Mm-hmm.
If people only knew, I'm excited about bringing back the experience, you know, and the art, the true art, hip-hop, where people can enjoy it.
Yeah, it's time
to
push the envelope off the table. Off the table.
Yes, I'm so excited about it. Well, my brother, we have.
Here's my mission statement. I want to put out my mission statement to artists out there. If you are an artist that's doing like what I'm doing, what Funk is doing, what artists like us are doing, as far as like trying to re-solidify what music should be, then I'm with you on that. But if anything is according to what this system is pushing, then you're my enemy and we're eventually going to cross. But I'm going to be the one that come out to smoke when the smoke clears.
You heard him. The smoke clears. Come on now.
Yeah. I will emerge. I do not lose. I will emerge. So at the end of the day, I urge y'all to put out something that's worth being heard.
Come on.
You
want to
dance? I shoot at your feet and you can dance.
That's right. Other than that, you know, let's put out some. Let's be the intelligent people that we are, you know. Come on with that mumble crap. You know, and I understand, you know, you want to make it an art form because you put music behind it. And it takes a little skills to, you know, get your mumbling to.
It don't take no skill in what they're doing. That's why I'm offended by it.
Yeah, thank you. They're not sitting at their tables.
They're not sitting on their couches up 24 hours a day trying to make sure one line is right. Like I'll take like months to make sure something is perfect. And it's like
right.
Since they're not putting that energy in, they deserve to be annihilated.
Absolutely right. You're absolutely correct about that. So I'm with you on that. Annihilation coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gonna hit those, you know, these daggone people who signed the contract, these puppets, these perpetrators, you know.
Yeah.
That's gonna be slaughter. It's gonna be slaughter. And I got something for them as well, you know. I mean, shame on them. You know, they come from the ghettos, you know, the pits, and they don't put anything back. They forget where they come from, you know. And it's just crazy.
Have you heard the song? Have you heard that song by Lauryn Hill called "I Get Out"?
It's a song, Lauryn Hill.
When you get off of here, I want you to YouTube search that. But that's one of the songs that I listen to before I even start my writing processes. So when y'all will see why I am the way that I am.
I got to check that out because I listen to Lauryn Hill all the time. I walk listening to either her function or her, like the female her, the artist her. I listen to her. Lauryn Hill, mm-hmm. Miss Education and Function. Now I got to add you to my track, too. I've been walking because I walk a lot. So you said I Get Out.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta hear that.
Yeah, I get out is one of hers that I listen to a lot, and the other one is I think of it because I don't want to. I know we can't leave no gaps when we do this radio talking thing. So when I think of it, I'm gonna say, oh yeah, the name of the song was. Oh, it's called Mystery of an. It's called The Mystery of Inequity.
Mystery of Inequity. Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I probably heard that one. Yeah, I think I heard that one.
It's lyrically bananas.
No, I think she's a phenomenal artist as well. You know, and
it's a song that she made when she was going at the industry after they had, you know, tried to bankrupt her with her taxes and all of that stuff like that. She did this unplugged concert. It's a part of her Unplugged concert, and I know that it was Mystery of Inequity, and I Get Out is two songs that kind of, like, resonate real heavy with me. So just to be on the wavelength that I'm on as far as, like, creating and things like that, those are one of the songs that I do to get the creative juices flowing properly.
Wow. All right. Educate them, my brother. That's beautiful. You gotta get in that zone, you know, that creative zone, that monster zone, because you're battling a huge monster that has been existing, you know, for a while, until it just, and we probably wouldn't have been messing with it if it didn't do what it did to hip hop. You know, and which
but leading, I'm loving where conscious music is going. I'm loving where conscious music is going right now.
Right. Like I said, listening to that young artist, her lyrics are phenomenal. You know, I'm like, wow, she's just a young kid, you know, to be thinking on this level.
Right.
You know?
Wow. The latter shall be greater than the former.
You're absolutely correct. And I love the entertainment, and I enjoy it, you know. I would enjoy seeing... I miss the coordination of live shows. I love live shows, but it seems like hip hop and all this gangster stuff, you know, they don't have any routine, no gimmicks. Everybody's just sloppy, you know, and I don't know.
They've been able to get by with putting out garbage for so long. Now they're comfortable doing it. So it takes artists like me, it takes artists like Funk, it takes artists that's like us that's going to challenge them to have good music or just drift away into nothingness. Like, it's like, to me, it's like their time is over.
The time is definitely over. You know, you guys are going to be seen and heard, and their time is just over. And the artists who sign contracts, they're going to feel as foolish as they look. They're going to see just how stupid and how used that they have been. And I hope that they will turn their wicked ways, you know, and come back and do something beneficial for their people, you know, for us, at least from the community.
I don't think it could help. I don't think it could help. They can't unsuck that dick.
I don't think
it's going to help.
Wow. You're absolutely correct. So they just got to burn. If you got to burn.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way to get your morality back. Once you sacrifice your morality, there's no way to get your morality back.
The music industry did that to them. The music industry and greed, you know. And they knew they wasn't worthy. So, you know, they did these things because they knew they weren't worthy. The worthy ones wouldn't sign a contract to do that, you know, so.
they allow their own desperation to get them to a point where now they're humiliated artists to me. Because when I look at them, and we know behind the scenes with the secrets that they're hiding. We know them already, but they still think they can hide them. So at the end of the day, it's like they've brought their own shame upon themselves, and they let their own shortcomings or their own desperate situations, they let those things be the things that led them to the mistake of signing a deal.
Wow, wow. And shame on them, shame they're going to be, because all of YouTube is talking about them. They're waking them up so much, and I'm so excited. And it's like, oh, my gosh, it's going to be a huge war. Like I talked earlier about the thing with Birdman and Lil Baby and Young Thug and these young gangsters that they went into the jail to get them out in the first place to sign a contract, you know, to do their evil deed, which is what they've done. And they got all this money from the contract. Maybe they didn't get a lot of money from the music industry. That's why they're still selling drugs and, you know, robbing and killing and, you know, espionage.
Robbing and killing, sacrificing friends, humiliation rituals, all of these things that they're doing that they think we don't see. So to whatever artist is out there, we already know what y'all really did. So there's no sense in trying to act like you still have integrity.
No sense, you know, and our babies, we get, you know, they're waking up closer and closer and closer, more and more and more, you know. Oh, my gosh. Like overnight, though, it's just like the crack epidemic came in. It's amazing how negativity can just come in and just flood so much. I mean, people are so willing to go towards the negativity. It's like, it's amazing. And then I feel like the crack. You know, they OD, and I'm looking at what's happening on the streets as far as the drugs are concerned. You know, what is this? Oh, my goodness. I can't even think of all the different drugs, you know, but then I wonder where the people mind. You see that particular drug is doing damage to your friends and this one and that one, but yet you still want to try it? No one wants to stop? No one has any willpower?
Yeah, they're smart enough to stop using the drugs that they're giving them in pharmacies. They can't even tell me that they're wise.
Right.
Because even though we know that street drugs are what they are, we know that pharmacy drugs are much worse. Even though we know drug dealers that we see are doing their thing, CVS still sits on the corners making way more money than them. I don't give a damn if CVS fires shot at me. They going to do what?
You're right. You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. Drugs is drugs. Right is right, and wrong is wrong. It's all wrong, you know. And yeah. What they did to marijuana, and we're witnessing it. We witnessed it, and no one seemed to be on an uprise, you know. I tried to start a motion, but our people are lazy to move. It's like, my gosh, you know. We still have babies in jail for a nickel bag of weed, but yet now they found a way to extract the elements out of the marijuana plant. They can legalize it now, and they can separate. They're so diabolical. They take the plant and they separate each essential element, and they can sell them all separately. You know.
I'm more amazed the fact that they can be drug dealers and not call themselves drug dealers, and they'll never get raided, but yet and still people that are doing things that they're doing is being hunted.
Yes, like the criminal prison industrial system. Criminals telling people that they're criminals. Criminals overlooking the criminals. You know, all of this stuff has got to stop. It's all backwards. All twisted, and through hip hop, you know, happy music, you know, you guys are gonna break all of those gates. You're gonna break those walls right down, you know.
Mhm.
Yes.
One thing is, as far as their artists is concerned, like other rappers that is out there, the whole thing is, I don't see competition. All I see is doormats. So at the end of the day, bring it.
I'm gonna bring. bring it. I'm gonna bring it. I'm gonna. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait to start something. I'm gonna start something because I know I got some backup now. So I'm gonna start something.
TMG, we over here. We rocking with you. So you got backup. Chaos Music Group. We over here rocking with you.
Yes. Watch till I bring. We're gonna kick some doors open. You know, my dad was the first one to taught me, you know, because my mom, when I first, you know, as a child, you know, I used to get picked on a lot, and I was always running to the house crying to my mother, and one day I ran into the house crying to her, and she said, if you run in here crying one more time, I'm going to tear your ass up. So I became the terror. I started whooping everybody, and my dad pulled me in. He says, okay, he says, baby, I see you fighting. He said, I don't want you to ever start a fight, you know. And don't throw the first punch, but whenever you see a good fight, get in it. And automatically, I'm still
right.
What he was talking about. And this is a good fight. Fight the music industry, and I'm all in it with you all, you know, and I have some backup.
You know how they say everybody has to play the hand they're dealt?
Yes.
Remember, y'all, Joker's wild.
Oh boy, you are amazing. That's wonderful. Joker is wild. Remember that. Remember that. And I'm certainly going to remember that.
So ready. I got a new project that I'm currently working on right now. I'm working on my new album, which is called Antisocial New Jerusalem, but in New Jerusalem, put USA in the middle real big.
Wow. So you want to kick a little freestyle for us before we go?
Yeah, I can give you something that I was working on. Let me see what I can give y'all. I could say Cloud 9000, I'm on a level you'll never see. My hunger's the size it would be if it was 100 knees. Hundreds turn to thousands quicker than I can pile them. I stack them high as a mountain, then count until my fingers bleed. My buzz is tremendous. It's loud like a swarm of angry bees. Call me eternal. This game, I probably never leave. If rap is a horror, I kill you niggas in every scene. I'm praised by the masses. This shit is just my acceptance speech. My speaking is like what's burning inside me is a prophecy. I survived the poverty most of y'all had to tolerate. My patience is straying, but at the moment, I'm kind of straight. Success is apparent. I'm pairing up my prodigies. Freedom's in my barrel. You dare me? I'm going to let my freedom ring. Aiming at your noggin, I turn your shit into caramel cream. I squeeze the hammer, slam. I make more than your album leak. Fire from the nine, hit your noggin and make your line recede. What I crave attention, my ego, you got to overfeed. This shit is overkill. I may as well overeat. Someone check the thermostat on me so I don't overheat. Mean.
Oh, goodness, my goodness. You are.
I told you, we
mean.
Shoot this shit from the hip around here. We shoot this shit from the hip around here, y'all.
What?
We with the shit. CMG, y'all know what we do.
Wow. Okay. You just put fire underneath me, my brother. Oh, my
goodness. That's enough. Y'all want some more? I woke up to a plan. Y'all want some more? I woke up to a plan I didn't plan. Fast forward. We at the Exodus at the sand shore. Seasick. Footprints in marching steps with a sea split. Got a hole in the desert like quicksand. Let that sink in. Batshit crazy. My pen is flying a spaceship. Land knowledge. Heavens watching the world fall. Love y'all. Maybe when all of the damn smoke clears, I guess I gotta take Jerusalem to show it's real. Block shit. I step on the 10 toes of these misfits. A red pill overdose of the blue in the trash bin. The peak hit. Ceilings I smash and chew the glass chips. This re-rise of the Joker. I'm antisocial. The game over. I'm Eli focused. My retry's a mile high. You're dead wrong. Your head gone. You're peeking my gun sight. Big slice of apple pie from the windows of your shit. Cockpit Joker.
Anything I fly is a gunship. Pump kick it, mashed potato, the head of the dumb shit. I'm dumb sick, dunce cap on the raps that I come with. I done flipped, snapped and cracked wide open the matrix. This phase six, I left y'all at five with waves and daps it. Passive rappers inside my head's a mosh pit. Springboard, any floor my feet touch to take steps, I rest. Soon as they pour the bowl to taste death. Till then, fuck flying pilot, call them a flying fuck. Notebooks, I use them to climb lines and move up or bring it to your knees. A push comes to shove, but they think I'm out of verses. A trunk space for the hearses, a floor space for the jaws. On any stage, it's curtains. You come for everything. I'm in the way of your purpose. Remember me, demeanor mean.
Wow. Wow. You are a badass man. My goodness. Listen, I'm so excited. I'm forming at the mouth now. Wow. Wow.
CLG, I love y'all. I want to thank y'all. Before you close out, I want to thank you for letting me be able to be a guest on your platform. I want to thank Function for everything that he did as far as the promo and everything that he did, because I knew he had a hectic week. I want to thank everybody who listens, everybody who fucking with me. I thank all y'all. CMG, y'all already know what's up. I got us. And to my daughters, keep doing y'all thing. Y'all already know daddy got y'all too. So at the end of the day, shout out to everybody, to the nation of Israel. Shalom. Y'all already know what it is. We're rocking for the kingdom of Yah. I am not going to put this torch down. So shout out to everybody. Appreciate y'all letting me on. Get ready for my new album, Antisocial New Jerusalem. It's on the way.
All right, my brother. We're going to close out with Feel Good. I love you. Thank you for gracing my show. And we'll be in touch forever. We down with it. We got some things coming out, but feels good. We're going out with this. I'm going to drop this here jam.
100 thank you, like a fastball, y'all. 100 like a fastball. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
Search flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, and I'm feeling good.
Fight is not for freedom, I'm a revolutionary. Tears are my battle cry, soak up the shirt I'm wearing. I see the British coming, I'm on my Paul Revere. The trail I follow lead upwards behind a hidden veil. I blow out wind till exhaustion to feel my pirate sail. A moral lesson I teach, I was ordained to preach. A cryptic warning unloaded, ask for a soul's reprieve. Understand that it's far, but I'm compelled to reach. I know they're getting the message despite my broken speech. Language of the slaves, children of the beast. The knob I broke on that oven, I know you feel the heat. My medicine's approved, look at my waiting room. Me and Harley lit the fuse, we waiting on the boom. Chicago, Illinois, city of the goons. Won't take bait of your challenge, but I embrace it there. Bullshit is blurry to me, but I see the money clear. Haters pursue till they tire, I see them in my rear. Low down the heartless monster, I'm a pioneer. The Joker rose now above alone, he stands in air. At the height that no one had dared to go or could reach him there.
Fishing the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you